Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Good morning.
It's great to be here, Jim. Thanks.
So it took a little bit of extra overtime, but the legislature did finally close out the session.
Yeah, you know, 5+ months of session, a lot of political posturing, fighting, you know, at the end of the day, at least short term, the budget hole for this current biennium is solved and it's fixed. You know, mixed reviews on what people are thinking about it, but long term, though, we got problems.
Pretty big problems in terms of, you know, revenues that are expected to come in starting in the next biennium, which, you know, is July 1, 2011. It's looking pretty grim.
Yeah, you know, the economy can't turn around fast enough. You know, we need more jobs. We need more taxpayers in this state. We need homes to move, homes to sell, and that's really just to keep up with the inflation of the growth of government. You know, this current biennium, the budget was fixed with one-time cuts, not permanent cuts, so you really don't do anything to affect the budget long-term. In some cases, by doing nothing, you've let the inflation stay in, so you still have that government growth without doing anything. So, you know, $5-plus billion deficit in the next session, that's probably conservatively speaking.
Right.
There's big issues ahead of us.
You know, I know that there have been some people who have, you know, sort of floated around some ideas on, I'm sort of on both sides of the equation, you know, pretty massive cuts to the state government, also other ways to increase revenues. The sales tax, for instance, you know, that's been kicked around a lot recently. There are a number of things that are exempt from sales tax in the state.
You know, interestingly enough, the session, the last week of session, the Democrats in the legislature were proposing income tax increases, and the governor vetoed that. There was some bipartisan opposition to that. I think what we'll see, especially now with this, you know, the governor race and the gubernatorial candidates running around the state, I think the discussion will hopefully be beyond income tax because, you know, we as a state in a vulnerable time, we have to be pretty careful about how we're looking at business and job creators and that tax climate. From a sales tax perspective, I think maybe that's probably where the focus or the discussion will go to. You know, you look at the money you can bring in by getting rid of some of those exemptions or potentially increasing the sales tax a hair. You know, there is some talk in the legislature in regards to, you know, how that would affect the poor, the needy in this state.
Mm-hmm.
So then the discussion could be around tax credits or other things to try to help those people. But it definitely, I think the discussion needs to be broader than just the income tax. And I think it needs to be broader than just cutting. You know, you hear candidates and others talking about, you know, combining departments. Well, in some cases, you save maybe 10, 20, 30, 40, even $100 million. And when you're talking $5-plus billion, you're going to have to cut a lot of departments. And we just don't have... You know, you just won't have the savings just by cutting alone.
Right. Well, it's going to be a real conundrum.
It'll give us much, much more to talk about in the future.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Brad. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we will catch you next week.